From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for May 13, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Patrick Grattan, chairman of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, announced on Monday, May 12th, the fate of the Pine Haven Nursing Home and Rehabilitation Center will be considered by the board's Committee on Health and Medical Services next week. According to a statement released by County Commissioner of Economic Development, Kenneth Flood, the committee will consider two resolutions. First, we'll call for a continuation of plans to construct a $32 million facility in Claverick. The second will address the possibility of accepting proposals from potential outside buyers for the home. The statement reflected a change in Grattan's previous position on the county's ownership of the 120-bed nursing home. He said it has become clear the county can no longer afford to own a public nursing facility. According to data released, the county's subsidy for the home will cost more than $330,000 per month in 2014, or a total of nearly $4 million for the year. In addition to the projected increased expenses, Grattan said, it seems unlikely the county will receive full payment of the $4 million in loans made to the home in 2012 and 2013. If the full board ultimately chooses to sell the facility, Grattan said, the successful buyer will be required to commit to keeping a nursing home in Philmont. You can read Grattan's full statement online at ColumbiaCountyNewYork.com. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that a local man is being credited with saving a life after he rescued a drowning teen from the Catterskill Creek in Palinville. According to state police, a 17-year-old from Catskill was swimming in the Catterskill Creek with two friends on Sunday, May 11th, when he was pulled into deeper water by the current. The teen became submerged and was unable to swim to shore. Richard Larson of Palinville ran to the area after hearing people yell for help. He swam to the teen and was able to pull him to safety. The victim was transported to Columbia Memorial Hospital for treatment. That is a story that you will find in today's Daily Mail. Finally, the Daily Freeman is reporting that Columbia Green Community College will offer more than 24 online and hybrid summer courses beginning May 19th. Online courses provide a student with the opportunity to study from anywhere at any time. Hybrid courses combine online and classroom work. Classes offered include computer applications, foundations of business, career planning, introduction to sociology, and Europe in the 20th century. The first session runs from May 19th to June the 26th. The second session begins July the 7th and goes until August the 14th. An open registration day will be held on Thursday, May 15th. Information is available online at mycommunitycollege.com. As for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers for today after 8 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 71 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. On Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers before midnight, then a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 52 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Tuesday night is 20%. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Wednesday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 75 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 60. On Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 60. And on Friday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 71 degrees. Friday night, showers likely cloudy with a low around 56. The sun rose today at 5:35 a.m. and will set at 8:08 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 32 minutes. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, May the 13th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.